Okay, we're down here at the Southeast Alaska State Fair checking out some of the activities, events, rides, and so forth. We're at the kids' stage now. What's going on over here? Care to talk to us on the radio? What's going on over here? Sir, what's your name?
This is the kids' stage, and I am a kids' stage volunteer, and anyone can volunteer for the kids' stage. Today we're making masks. We're going to have the parachute game a little later on with Ellen Larson. And we have a mural painting, and we're going to have a tug of war, and it's all...
What's going on Saturday?
Saturday, I think we're making macaroni necklaces Saturday.
Nice. All day Saturday?
Well, the kids' fair is for 3 hours every day, nice. So you have to find a way to occupy yourself those other hours at the fair. I know that's a tough call to find something to do here, but kids' fair is here from 1 to 4 every day, featuring free... crafts and games for kids. And we have some of the craft and game professionals in the Valley working here.
Is that right?
So, yes. We brought them some of the best craft and game talent in town and some out-of-town talent as well. So, if you have a kid who can sit still long enough to make a craft,
right.
We want them over here. If they can't sit still long enough to make a craft, the heck with them. We're not interested in them.
Well, they'll be gone anyway.
That's right.
Okay. Excuse me, young lady, can I ask you a couple of questions? What's your name?
Rebecca.
What's your last name, Rebecca?
Hollander.
And what are you making here?
A mask.
Why don't you tell me what it looks like?
It's a person going to a party.
So you got some feathers and some sparklies and some makeup on there? What else do you like at the fair?
I like the animals. They're my favorite.
What animal is your favorite of all the animals?
The horse.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir, can I ask you a couple of questions? He's busy. And what do you work at? What's your name, sir?
Kona.
Kona, what's your last name?
Ogoi.
And what are you working on? You're just drawing with some crayons here?
Yes.
What's your favorite part of the fair?
This.
The kids' stage, arts and crafts on the kids' stage?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And we're approaching the ever-popular Ferris wheel here at the Southeast Alaska State Fair. Who's in charge of this Ferris wheel here?
Mr. Kennedy, known as Eugene Kennedy.
And what's your name, sir?
Eugene Kennedy.
Okay. What a coincidence. Tell me about the Ferris wheel here. This has been here a couple of years, is that right?
The fair's owned it for about 3 years. It was bought from a guy in Juneau, a man named Heavy. Heavy operated it in Juneau and operated it here. He brought it to the Haines Fair a few times and even took it up north, I think. Tried to make a living as a traveling carny. But the fair offered him the right amount, and they sold it to the fair.
And it's running really well this year. I know that it was kind of back and forth a little bit the first year or two, but seems to be really steady this year. Is that because of the hard work of you and many other volunteers, perhaps?
Yeah, a lot of people have put work into it, and all Lutac Lumber, Heisler Hardware, Haynes Home Building, and others, Bigfoot, and Delta Western have all donated, made real good donations. And we've worked out most of the bugs. I'd say we worked out all the bugs. It's running great, running perfect. We started up and it runs for about 8 hours straight every day of the fair.
And what's this I hear about looking for artists?
We have one chair. We call it our number one chair. It's got artwork by Tim Shields on it. He did it a couple of years ago. And it looks really good. We'd like to get art on all the chairs, and we'd like artists to just go wild, let your imagination run wild. So what we're doing is inviting any artist who wants to take a chair for a month or so, maybe more than that,
after the fair
this winter, and do whatever you want to do on it. And it'll enhance the whole works. And there are 10 chairs, So one is painted. That leaves nine chairs to paint with any kind of gaudy color or picture or theme. And we'll get this Ferris wheel looking wild and psychedelic.
All right, sounds cool. So the Ferris wheel is running during regular fair hours all day long.
All day long, from the first minute to the last. Opens at noon, so the Ferris wheel is running and open for business from noon till 8 o'clock.
All right, thank you very much, sir. What's your name, sir?
I'm Dave Paul.
And Dave, for the people that can't see this because we're on the radio right now, what is this contraption?
The High Striker is 17 and a half feet tall, and it's adorned with a bell up at the top and a measly little weight that all you got to do is hit the teeter-totter like affair, and the weight slides up there, and it's supposed to hit the bell. And maybe you can let them know what it sounds like.
Okay, maybe so. Now, what's the story behind this? Did you make this, or you buy this?
No, the fair purchased this. It's the first year with it at the fair, and the Hammer Museum is sponsoring this event by manning it, and also we'll be supplying some Hammer prizes for the champs, which are the three champs. The man that rings it the most time, the woman that rings it the most times, and then the person with the most consecutive rings will also be a fair champ. So, yeah.
Okay, so you've got some names up here. We've got, like, girls under 12, so all age groups, all walks of life.
Indeed. We've got all the possible ages divided up into five categories. And then you got the boys on one side and the girls. So there's 10 different categories, and we're looking for a champ for each category. And since it's a little early in the day yet, we got a lot of empty spots. So just about anybody that gets up there, no matter whether they ring the bell or not, they may be the champ for their category until someone beats them.
You're going to make it on the board. Now, this is kind of a very traditional old carny type attraction here. You ever swing one of these when you were a kid?
Well, I'd have to say no. Didn't have the carnival near my place there when I was young, but I'm making up for it now.
That's right. Life is a carnival. Sponsored by the Hammer Museum. Tell me a little bit about the Hammer Museum. That's the big, that's the place downtown with the big hammer in front of it?
Yeah, that's the place. And it's about 1,700 different hammers on display nowadays. And, of course, our mission is to preserve the history and to share it with our guests. And so we want to invite everybody to come on in and pick up on a little bit of the hammer history. It's the only place they'll be able to do it. So while they're here in Haines, it's a good opportunity.
Absolutely. I've been in there. It's a very interesting place. And that all started because you were digging in the basement?
No. Well, I guess the roots of this whole thing have to go back to like 34 years to when the bad habit of collecting hammers first struck me. But the museum has been in operation. This is our sixth year. And yeah, we found one underneath the building there that, it's just part of the collection. You'll have to come in and see it.
Absolutely. Now, I would swing at this myself, but I've got a bad shoulder, so I'll be back when I can get...
Another bad shoulder? Man, I haven't seen so many bad shoulders. There must be some kind of epidemic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking about doing? You two tickets to try to ring the thing, and then maybe four tickets to buy an arm sling, so you bought an excuse. How's that sound?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Got a good swing. Make it count. 14. Take one more. If you ring the bell, we can't count it. After five, you can't count anything if it rings. But we, like to give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, and I said that he couldn't count it. Oh, well.
Now he knows the trick.
It takes a little bit to get dialed in on it sometimes. But
So what's your name?
Steven.
Steven, and have you ever swung one of these before?
No, but I've been chopping wood for a while, so.
So that works. I saw you hit the bell there. What's the trick? Do you know?
Just try and find your spot. Swing like an axe.
Thanks. Here comes the Southeast Alaska State Fair Express. This is a train ride you can ride for a couple of tickets.
Hello, all aboard! We'll get you next time. All aboard! was definitely like nothing I've ever seen before.
We're at the Lilliputian Puppet Sideshow and getting some of the response from people that are venturing out. It looks like a satisfied customer. Tell me what you just saw, just a little briefly.
I don't know, kind of an insanity kind of a thing, but very, very interesting. And some social messages there, just kind of a trip, dream kind of trip. Pretty fun.
Kind of surreal, huh? What's your name, sir?
My name's Dick Flagel.
Dick, what do you think of the fair so far?
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying watching people, and I'm enjoying the food booths, and the exhibits were nice, and it's a nice day. Just talk to people and see friends and people we haven't seen for a while. Nice thing to do.
Beautiful day for it, too, isn't it?
It's an awesome day. Yeah. Yeah. Gorgeous.
All right. Thanks, Dick.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, now we're inside the... where are we, anyway?
You're in the Lilliputian Puppet Sideshow. Come in, sir.
I don't know.
Press, I say. Welcome to the Lilliputian Puppet Sideshow. What do you think, Mr. Radio Man?
I think I'm better off outside so far.
My name is Professor Mephisto Wiebelfetzer, and I would like everyone with a taste for the surreal to join us at the Lilliputian Puppet Sideshow at the fair. It will be an affair to remember.
So can you tell us a little bit about what one might experience in here other than just surreal in general?
Oh, we have every manner of wonder for the ladies and gentlemen out there in the audience. We have the serpentine bicephala, a zoological marvel. We have Wamba, the amazing Wamba, who actually likes her body. She's amazing in herself. We have post-apocalyptic psychotherapy for people out there. We have... a desert romance, very sweet story. And we have, most amazing of all, the helmet of dreams. It sees deep inside the soul of the wearer. We ask for a volunteer from the audience. They put the helmet on, and we see on the stage what is inside their mind. And not only that, we have Belgian opera. If that wasn't enough, we've got Belgian opera. It is an opera of... garbage, but it is certainly worthwhile garbage. That is the Lilliputian Puppet Sideshow
in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, yes. And it is a nutshell in here. And by the time we get done...
One shell, many nuts.
One shell, many nuts. And by the time we get done tomorrow night, we'll all be committed.
Now, what time do people need to be here if they want to see this show?
The best times, there are 6 shows a day, starting at 1. Advance tickets can be bought, and we have shows going today, Saturday, 1 p.m., 1:45, 2:30, 3:30, 4:15, and 5 p.m.
But these do sell out pretty quickly.
Saturdays almost always sell out completely. We've already sold out our first 2 shows today.
Come one, come all.
I'm now making my way over to the McPherson Barn. And we're going to check out some animals here. What's your name?
Amaya.
Amaya, what's your last name?
Charian Hall.
And what are you looking at here?
A miniature horse, ducks, rabbit, and a goat.
What's your favorite animal here?
I like the ducks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do you like about the ducks? Because they taste good?
No, they're cute.
Okay. Thank you. What do you guys, what are your names here?
I'm Heidi. I'm Russell, and she's Heidi.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What are your last names?
Rossman and Kentenhorn.
You're looking at some animals here. What are you looking at?
We have a miniature horse, ducks, a rabbit, and a goat.
Are these your pet? Are these your animals?
The ducks are, and the horse is a friend of mine's. The goat is also the same friend of mine's. And the rabbits, I think they are too.
Do you have any animals here?
No.
What's your favorite animal if you had to pick one?
The horse.
It's like, is that full grown? Is that a full grown miniature horse?
Yes.
How do they do that?
It's a genetic defect. It's like a
It's like a pygmy horse. So it's like if I was a little person or something.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's, yeah, it's a genetic defect in their genes that makes them small. We also have three more minis that we switch off through the day.
Oh, really? So one of them doesn't have to sit here and be looked at all day. They take turns?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Looks like I'm approaching the 4-H table here. You bet. Here we are at the 4-H table. And where are we at? McPherson Barn, is that right? McPherson Barn. What's your name, sir?
Charles Paltzell.
Charles, what's going on here? What do you guys do throughout the year and here at the fair?
Well, we were getting ready for the fair, and we have the horse show going for the 4-H, which will be tomorrow.
That's Saturday at what time?
At 12, it'll be starting. 12 to about 4 or 5.
And what happens at the horse show?
Well, we'll have all kinds of different events. There's all different Western pleasures, and then we'll have English, hunt seat, and then Sunday will be games. So that's the day where everyone likes to come and watch. It's more fun for they know what you're doing rather than watching you run around the arena and doing weird stuff with a judge in there.
Okay. Now, is there like barrel racing or anything like that?
Yeah. Sunday there'll be barrels. That's the first event. It's really fun. There's normally everyone will do that, and then we have poles, the quad stake, and the keyhole. It's all speed games, as fast as you can go, basically, with your horse.
Do you have a horse?
No, but I'm using one of my 4-H leader's horses.
You borrowed a horse?
Yeah. Tanya Rossman's. I'm using her horse, Penny.
Cool. What else can you tell me about 4-H?
Every Saturday, we normally have our 4-H meeting from 6:30 to 8, and we'll get a different class taught to us every day. And we've been practicing for a really long time, and hopefully we'll have fun. And we did a horse camp for younger kids, and that was a really good fundraiser because we have the miniature ponies, and we got a cart for them, so we're trying to teach them to pull a cart, and then we're doing a petting zoo during the fair, which has been doing really good, actually. So it's been a fun year. And then we need more help for the small animals leaders. If we could get anyone that knows about small miniature ponies or small animals and get them to be one of our leaders, that'd be really cool.
So they do just stop by the fair and check you out here in the barn, or can they give somebody a call somewhere?
Yeah, they could call Tanya Rossman. Her cell phone's 314-0857, so that would be cool.
All right, thank you very much. Anything else you want to add?
Come on down, enjoy the fair. Support your 4-H kids.
Perfect, thank you. And what's your name, sir?
Tresham Gregg.
Tresham, what do you got going on here?
Well, we have a sort of a music, dance, and puppet happening in Harriet Hall called the Far Flung Pavilion. And in it, we're producing a puppet show called The Enchanted Forest, involving a bunch of happiness critters, wild things, and various spirits of the forest. And this is all just kind of put together recently, but some very interesting hand puppets and a cool puppet stage and some music going on. And perhaps our gypsy dancers will dance a little bit here and there as well.
All right. So what's the nature of the show itself? Is there some sort of message or a story, or is it just, I don't know. What can you tell me about that?
Well, the happiness critters are always in a perpetual quest to maintain their happiness and make sure that they either remain in happy or get back there. And we have a little problem with the Enchanted Forest at some point with some characters who want to live there that it could destroy the forest. And so the trick is how to get ourselves out of that situation once it's already happened.
That sounds kind of familiar, perhaps.
Yes, could be.
Could be, okay. Is this fun for all ages?
Yes, it is. There's no X-rated legends here. There's no, you know, we have a scary section, but, you know, it's in a stage, what can we say?
Okay, great.
Well, Saturday we are trying to do a show at 1 and another one at 4. Trying to put it onto the schedule of the main stage so it doesn't really interfere with things that most people would like to see out there.
All right, thank you very much.
And we probably will have some ongoing entertainment throughout Saturday.
All right, so another reason to come down to the fair.
Absolutely.
Well, we're in Harriet Hall now, and there's a puppet show going on, so we're going to try try not to disturb them over there. Not only are there the rides and the exhibits and the food and all of this stuff, but there's also a lot of nice organizations hanging around here, and one of them is Guardian Flight. What's your name?
My name is Charlie Hader.
Charlie, tell me about Critical Care and Guardian Flight and what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. Critical Care Incorporated is a statewide organization, and we provide no balance billing for our members. So that means that if you need to be medevaced and you fly with Guardian Flight, then you will not receive a bill so long as you're a member with us. We have lots of different membership options and programs available to suit whatever needs you have, whether you're seasonal, whether you're just visiting, or whether you live here year-round, and whether or not you're in town or, you know, out in a cabin, out in the woods, as we all love to do. And so that's what we do, is we simply take your money and turn that into grants and scholarships for education, training, and research for excellence in pre-hospital care.
So, again, this is, you know, kind of a safety net, right? Because every once in a while somebody will get hurt around here, and you have to get flown out. And what does that generally cost to be flown out without any type of coverage?
It's above $35,000 from Haines to Seattle. It's closer to $37,000. If you have to go to Juneau, it's $7,000. So even if you have insurance that covers 80% of that, as long as it doesn't have some sort of cap, you're still looking at, you know, $1,000 to $8,000 out of your pocket. And if you're a member of Critical Care Incorporated and you fly with Guardian Flight, you will not see that bill and you will not be obligated to that bill.
And so let's say just for an individual, say myself, if I wanted to sign up for this, what's it going to cost me?
It's $50 for a year.
That's a bargain.
I like to think so.
As a matter of fact, I'm already a member.
That's great. That's great. We have actually, Haines is one of our highest per capita rates memberships. So we're really pleased to be here to be able to meet some of our members and say hi, shake hands, put faces with names, and meet people and remind them, you know, oh yeah, we still need your birthday, or, you know, go ahead and renew here, or you can tell your friends about us as well.
Let's say if somebody can't make it down to the fair, or they forgot, or they're busy doing other stuff. You know, you guys aren't just here at the fair. You're doing this year-round. So is there a phone number or a website they can go to?
Absolutely. We do have both. Our phone number is 888-912-4224. That's 1. You got to dial 1, of course. 888-912-4CCI or 4224. And then our website is www.joincci.org.
Well, great. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you for your time, Steve. I appreciate it.
Let's go watch this puppet show for a minute.
Sounds good.
Give it a little spin. Woo, woo. Why not?